Welcome to Ed Show number 88. It has been a while at the Ed Show since we've kind of, given our audience a reset of the team and what we're doing. For those of you who don't know, the Ed Show gives the IT professionals that are out there kind of that inside view inside of Microsoft and the latest technologies that are up and coming. So you get to hear things from the source, right? You want to know about XYZ stuff from Microsoft? Well, let's go talk to the person who is in charge of that, right? But, you know, we all on the team here have different areas of focus. So we thought it would be a good idea to kind of bring on some of the people on the team so you kind
David,
of know what
David,
they're focused
wait,
on.
Wait,
hey,
wait,
what?
Hang,
huh?
hang on,
what?
Hang on, hang on.
Huh?
I'm late.
Oh,
I'm late.
Oh, it's this guy. Hey. You're the guy with the green hat.
You got it, man.
I know who you are.
I like where you're going with this, man.
Yeah?
I think this is a really good idea.
Yeah.
So what sort of stuff do you cover? What's your passion? What are you going to be covering in the next little while?
Well, I have been covering Azure for a while now.
And sorry, your name is?
My name is Ron Burgundy. I'm the anchor man. I'm David Tessar.
David Tessar, yes.
You know, and I have covered different things in the past. I was doing
consumerization. No. What are you doing now?
What am I doing now?
We're in the future. What's now?
In the future. In the now is really for me is I'm on one foot on one side, one on the other, but I'm Azure, kind of shifting over to more of the DevOps stuff. So the ops guys out there would really benefit from the upcoming episodes.
Now, notice how he said this. He says DevOps.
DevOps.
Not
right.
DevOps.
It's
very subtle, but important.
That's right. You might say ops dev. I don't know, but hey, we're all about the ops. Is where we're
Ooh, going. Sorry,
anyway,
guys.
Hey,
Simon's here.
It's Simon.
Early start today. I'm not much of a morning guy, but made it on time here.
We're doing a quick little introduction of what it is that we do. David's doing DevOps type stuff now.
What about you, man? What about you, man?
So I'm the server guy, known as the server hugger, for the most part, Rick Claus. But I'm actually starting to do a transition as well, man, because we got new people on the team, new things coming on. And so I'm going to be doing a bit more of a, like you, with 2 feet in two camps, 1 foot in each camp. I'm going to actually be doing more of what kind of our audience is going to be faced with. I'm going to be starting to shift from just focusing on server to also doing server and hybrid / cloud / Azure / public. So where our audience is going. So I'm going to be doing a little bit more Azure stuff.
While still
staying grounded with server.
You're the true, you know, IT guy that's out there that's got all on-premise stuff, and you're taking that journey.
Going into the cloud.
Right. There you go.
Mr. Simon.
Well, I'm a system center guy.
Virtualization guy.
I'm virtualization.
So. We call him the cluster guy.
So you're on sports, right?
Well, I've always been kind of wearing two hats here as the core virtualization guy, looking at our technologies throughout the stack, all different types of virtualization, and recently system center, so covering a variety of different system center products. So keeps me pretty busy there.
Yeah, you're our reporter.
Am I late? Who are you?
Light?
Hang on a second. Hang on.
What?
Please set your translators for UK English.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Yeah, that's great. My English is a little bit off, but then it is.
No, it's not off. I'll say this. From the Commonwealth, it's proper British or Queen's English.
I got fake English. I'm half English, half American.
So you got a Texas accent.
Yeah, it kind of throws people off here.
So, wait, it's. What?
We have four team members.
So there's Simon and...
Simon.
I'm Simon from England. I'm Simon from England with blonde hair. Oh, this might get confusing.
Right.
I'm also covering configuration manager.
I'm doing config manager.
You know what? Forget it. You know what? You're the weatherman.
Okay. I'm the weatherman. Yeah, we've got Anchorman, we've got sports, we've got weatherman. Simon, what are you?
Yes, I'm...
The reporter.
System center stuff.
He's
the reporter. I'm the man on the street. You're the anchor man, weatherman, sportsman. So technology-wise, what are you going to be focusing on, man? Because he's fresh wet behind the ears, couple of days old in the company, as far as our team is concerned.
Yeah. Well, I've been here for 3 years in the UK, obviously. But over there, my focus was mainly around device infrastructure. And that's what I'm going to be doing here. So looking at all of the device infrastructure from the very beginning through to provisioning devices, through managing them, right through to retiring them, taking them out of the infrastructure. Key thing? It's infrastructure. Yeah. It's not just about those devices. If we go and manage all those devices, it's going to be hard work.
Sweet.
So we need to build infrastructure that does that for us.
I was going to give you the pointer. Always look to the camera with the red light. You're looking at us too much. Yeah. Yeah.
The one with the red light. Okay. I thought that was some kind of automated system over there.
So we do actually have a regular show and a regular segment that is coming up after this. But I figured, hey, it was a good way to go off and introduce us all.
Other Simon, welcome to the team.
Thanks, Simon.
So we got Cy Money, Cy what?
Well, my Twitter is Cy Monster.
Cy Monster.
So that kind of works.
Okay.
I like Uncle Cy myself.
Uncle Cy.
Or just Cy. Yeah. Simon and Cy.
You should comment us, you educators out there. What do you want to call Simon and Simon?
Maybe how can maybe we differentiate should ourselves? Yes.
Yeah. What is the differentiator for us? There is one tiny thing. I'm an I. You're a Y.
That's right.
Yeah.
Simon
right.
with a Y.
But yeah. That's. Come on, you can be more creative than that out there. Simon with an I, come on. And we know that you edge viewers out there have some creative ideas.
I think this is going to be a to be continued. Make sure you comment down below and let us know what to do. Now, you have a technical interview. This is not just us having fun. This is technical interview is coming up.
That's so, right. I'm going to be joined by Michael Leeworthy, and we're going to be talking about Configuration Manager in the data center. So something that both Simons are passionate about, actually.
Totally.
But I'm the veteran, so I managed to steal the interview this time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find somebody else.
I was about to say, now, Mr. Leeworthy also has an accent, but his is Australian, in case you're wondering. So we've got British UK, we've got an American amalgamation
Canadian
of UK,
A.
Canadian A, pure.
I'm the only American.
American
I guess
style.
You could say on the team. So hey, you got to represent, you know, the native.
So join us right after the break for that interview with Mr. Leeworthy.
Hey, welcome back to the Edge Show. I'm joined by Michael, and we're going to be talking about how Configuration Manager can be used within the data center. Michael, give us an introduction, first of all.
Yeah, so I'm Michael Leeworthy. I run the core product management team for System Center, especially focused on data center. So, you know, data center solutions in the server, both on-premise and private cloud, hybrid cloud, and even public cloud.
Oh, nice. So kind of a broad area then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Well, System Center itself is a broad product. And a lot of our viewers out here, they're really more of our server administrators, right? They're familiar with Operations Manager, Virtual Machine Manager. But we're here to talk to them today how Configuration Manager can be used in the data center.
Absolutely.
So first of all, what exactly is Configuration Manager at the highest level here?
Yeah, so Configuration Manager was pretty much born as a client management tool. Allowed you to do management of your client assets, you know, your application deployment, you know, end user applications.
Mobile phones as well, right? That's one of the big areas.
You know, we're really seeing a lot of, you know, interaction between Config Manager and things like Windows Intune to be able to do this mobile device support tracking and monitoring.
Nice, nice. So why is Configuration Manager now started to be talked about in the scope of data center and server management?
Well, so we had this wonderful licensing change, right, which allowed you to have this data center suite. System Center became this suite of products. So now data center administrators have access to Config Manager. So all the great technology from the desktop management world, you can actually use in the server management world with the same results.
So the same license, right? Because in the past, System Center would be like you needed just a Configuration Manager license or just an Operations Manager license. Now with 2012, they get everything, right? Including Configuration Manager.
Exactly. We've simplified our license into like standard and data center. And that's really based on the way you're using it, you know, how many virtual instances you're using, how many operating system environments you're managing. But effectively, you know, standard and data center have the same technologies, the same features. Such as VMM, OM, Orchestrator, Config Manager, and so on.
Okay, great. Well, the first one of the first ones you mentioned was inventorying. Mm-hmm. How could people take advantage of using inventorying for their server and data center assets?
That's a great question. So with Config Manager, you can actually point this at to all your servers, and it'll actually go and inventory both the hardware, software, licensing, so you can get a really good understanding about exactly what the environment of that machine is. So not only like what are the hardware configuration and setup is, but what are actually the software settings? So what are the roles and features and functionality that you're getting out of that environment? So this is really good in an environment where you really just want to get a great baseline of all your servers out there to really have a good understanding about things like, you know, updates, appliance, compliance, patch management, things like that, things such as that.
Okay, now can you do like, can it keep track of different types of assets, you know, give you warnings when things might expire, different licensing is coming out of compliance, that
type of stuff? Absolutely. So it can do things like software and license metering. So it can actually go out and understand, you know, what applications you've got running, whether it's Windows or third-party applications, and it should give you a really good report about, you know, what your compliance are, what your expiry dates are, and give you that general overview of, especially if you're looking at like regulatory or compliance aspects, and give you that one single report or one single pane to really understand all that health and attributes in your organization.
So you're saying it does centralize it, and you can create reports out of it as well?
Absolutely.
Great. Okay, so that'll be really easy for people just trying to simplify. What do I have in my data center? Mm-hmm. Here's the list, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Well, let's talk a little bit about deployment. First, with our operating systems, tell us a little more about, you know, how you can go and deploy a Windows Server operating system.
I think Config Manager does this beautifully with the idea of bare bones deployment. You know, I have servers in my organization that I need to get an operating system. Mm-hmm. And, Config Manager allows you to do things like task sequencing. So it has a deeper understanding through its inventory system that we talked about earlier. It has a really deep understanding about the environment that it's deploying that OS to. So it can actually, instead of just deploying a generic image and then relying on that image to do the configuration, it can actually have an intelligent understanding of the environment it's deploying the image to, and then run different tasks based on that environment. So you can have one single image with multiple tasks deploying out to multiple servers, and it will reconfigure itself on the fly to ensure that you get the right image, the right drivers, the right configuration, and the right setup for that environment.
Nice. And I've seen that we've actually been using this at Microsoft. You know, I recently installed our latest wave of 2012 R2. You know, I downloaded the image and then I got a list of options. It kind of walked me through several different steps, configuration mm-hmm. options, how I was intending to use the server, and kind of gave me some guidance and then customization based on that.
Exactly. And it's not only that, it can actually fully integrate with Virtual Machine Manager as well. I mean, so Virtual Machine Manager, you know, in R2 allows us to do bare bones deployments of things like clustered servers, file servers, and of course our Hyper-V hosts. You can actually integrate that in Config Manager now. So instead of just using, you know, Windows Deployment Services or WDS, you can actually use Config Manager as your tool to deploy the operating system. So you get a lot more control in Virtual Machine Manager and that full integration between the two products.
Very nice. Well, that was operating systems. Mm-hmm. What about application deployment and management as well?
Certainly. So it can do full application deployment and management, both Microsoft applications, also third-party applications as well. So similar to what we talked about in a sequencing point of view, I can actually deploy applications, whether an MSI, an .exe file, or a custom file, and deploy those out to those servers. So, for example, you've got a third-party application, you're doing management, you're doing mm-hmm. agent, you're doing backup, or something like that. You can actually get that that software down to it. But it's not only that; you can actually control how that software gets deployed, how the updates get deployed. You can then track the usage of that. So it has a lot more richer deployment mechanism than some of the normal deployment mechanisms you see in a data center environment.
Now, if there was a requirement around the organization for all of our users to go and upgrade to the latest version, a security risk, something like that, is there any way to kind of enforce or guarantee that people are using the latest application?
Oh, absolutely. So it provides that sort of two variables of that. So one, I can ensure through my asset management that everybody's using the same application update. So for example, if a server is rebuilt and someone puts an older version of that application on there, I can actually go in and inventory that server, understand that it's not using the latest version of the software, and automatically deploy that down, either straight away or through a maintenance window that I can define. So that's an exciting component as well.
And what about custom applications? You know, your own line of business app.
Exactly. So you've got multiple choices there, depending on how you're going to deploy that application. So in a virtualized environment, you could look at things like templating, virtual mm-hmm. machine templates, service templating, to deploy these line of business applications in that virtual environment. Config Manager can also take advantage of that as well. It can fully integrate into virtual machine templates and service templates. But also from a physical deployment, if I want to deploy a physical line of business application to a server, Config Manager can completely do that. I can create a package with my custom application which captures all the information needed, or DLLs and executables, registry settings, all that, package that up, and then deploy that to the servers, inventory those servers, and ensure those servers are kept up to date.
Very nice. Well, now, we talked about inventory a little bit, but one of the big advantages I hear from the client side is that you can keep track of changes. You know, if you have like required internet security changes, certain applications need to be installed, we have desired configuration management. Mm-hmm. Can we also do that on the server side?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, drift support is huge, right? I mean, you get a server out there, you have a baseline, and that baseline may be OS settings, configuration settings.
Admin roles and passwords,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. And then something changes, you know, an admin will go and change something to get something working, they'll change some firewall ports or something, and that actually might break your security compliance or your baseline setting. Config Manager can actually identify that and then take automatic actions based against that. So you can set rules up based on the priority of things. So for example, if a firewall change has happened, that actually may open your surface area attack. So mm-hmm. I want to ensure for my drift support that I actually move back to the baseline configuration. So Config Manager will automatically move that and that report that change back or roll that change back. And also identify you that this is happening.
So you get reports as well, so you can keep track of all these different changes when they do happen.
And then it can fully integrate into the service manager side of System Center as well. So if a change has happened, maybe a change request will then be pushed off and say, hey, you know what, Michael, this change has happened. Do you want to approve it? Do you want to roll it back? So it gives you that both, it gives you that sort of wide range of choices based on the, you know, the priority of that change, the impact of that change, and how you want to respond to it.
Now, when you say it can automatically roll something back, could you maybe give an example of that?
Yeah, so for example, a firewall one is really, really good.
Okay.
You know, someone's gone in and turned the firewall off because they wanted to deploy...
Install an agent or something like that. Right.
And they've, you know, they haven't turned the firewall back on, or they've turned antivirus off because they want to put something on there, mm-hmm. And they haven't turned that back on. This system will automatically identify that, look at my rules base, and say, okay, I'm going to go and just restart those services, change those services back to automatic, or repatch the firewall and ensure the firewall settings are set this way, and then write that back into my database of knowledge, send an inform request back to my admins and say, all right, this is exactly what I did, and then enable you to access a report for historical views on that.
Very nice. Well, while we're on kind of the topic of security, patching has always been one of the kind of key components of Configuration Manager. Can you just kind of talk a little bit about the patching capabilities and then how they apply to the server as well?
Absolutely. So patching is huge, you know, and there's a number of technologies we have within the Microsoft family for patching, and many of our data center people will know about WinSAS, Windows Server Update Services. Now, Config Manager allows you to really take a more detailed approach to patching in your environment. So WinSAS is really great for centralized patching and allows mm-hmm. you to, you know, have that central, you know, server or servers in your organization, which brings the critical and recommended updates down. So instead of all your servers going out to Windows Update, you can go to the
centralize it, yeah.
And you get the ability to sign off which updates you want and stuff like that. Config Manager allows you to do, you know, just further configuration administration of that. So for one, it can go out and really identify and inventory each server about where its compliance is instead of relying on the server to do that itself. So I have a central agent now that can go out and say, all right, here are the 35 updates that I require in my organization to be compliant. I want to inventory all my servers. And if those servers aren't, you know, within that configuration, automatically update those. It also further enables me to do things like ensuring when certain rollouts happen, what my maintenance windows are. So it just gives me a lot more configuration of the maintenance side, the patching, the way I want to deploy these patching, and the reporting, the health reporting after the patching back.
Great. Well, that'll be certainly helpful, you know, keeping track of everything we need throughout the environment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, virtualization. A lot of our viewers out there are big virtualization guys like myself. So let's talk a little bit about that. First, does Configuration Manager care whether it's looking at a physical server or a virtual machine?
Oh, not at all.
A server running inside it.
Not at all. You know, it can identify the two, of course. Mm-hmm. But no, you know, it's going to treat those environments exactly the same. You'll be able to have the same features
and functionality.
Same
feature set as well. Great. Yes. Now, how about actual VHD management? So, you know, our VHD is our virtual hard disk file mm-hmm. format. It could contain an operating system, you know, applications, things like that. How can we manage and integrate that with Config Manager?
Yeah, so VHD's now become an object in the Config Manager library, so I can use that as a deployment mechanism. So for example, there's two ways I may want to deploy a virtual hard disk. One, I may want to use it as the image. So for example, I actually might want to deploy a file server and boot from VHD. So mm-hmm. I'm not deploying an OS directly to the physical environment. I'm actually deploying a VHD and letting the physical environment boot off VHD. It's exactly the way we deploy clusters and file servers and host servers in VMM. It's a really great way of doing that. The second thing it allows us also to do is maybe attach a VHD to an existing server. I want to, you know, attach a further VHD. Maybe it's got some application on there, it's got some data or some storage I want to access. I can manage that through Config Manager and attach that to servers in my existing environment.
Great. So I'm really seeing a lot of integration across the suite of products here. I guess my final question here, System Center Orchestrator, our automation engine, is there a way that we can plug Config Manager into Orchestrator and do, you know, automated activities?
Oh, absolutely. You know, runbooks enable me to do that sort of task-oriented, based activities in my organization. And we have Configuration Manager examples within our runbook.
And there's an integration pack as well,
oh,
right?
Yes.
So you have all the different activities.
You certainly do.
Great. Well, as you can see, with this suite, we really are trying to make this integrate. integrated. Not only are we releasing it now with a single license, but you're really seeing all of these products fit together, really cover a whole wide range of capabilities, not just on client, but also on server. Mm-hmm. So Michael, thank you so much. That was great. But where could people go to learn a little more about Config Manager?
So I think there's two great areas. One, Microsoft.com WAC System Center. We have a Configuration Manager portal there, so you can learn more information about the high-level features and functionality of System Center. And of course, TechNet, we have a full System Center library at TechNet. So if you want deployment, maintenance, troubleshooting components around any of our System Center technology, especially Config Manager, you can get that from the System Center TechNet library.
Awesome. Well, Michael, thanks so much for coming on. We'll post those links right at the bottom of the page, and we'll see you back next week. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And welcome back. Hopefully you found that interview educational, and come back next week. We'll be covering a whole lot of other System Center, server, and Azure technologies.
And you can always email us at edge@microsoft.com.
Yep. And then we have the Edge Show app, in case you haven't known, for Windows 8. You can download the offline your videos, so you're traveling, whatnot. Watch us at faster speed if you so desire. So check it out on the Edge Show app.
Don't forget, you can also comment down below. Let us know how we're doing. Mm-hmm. Any kind of suggestions about this particular episode or future episodes. And finally, on the Twitters, at TNEdge or RicksterCDN, DeetZar.
That's right.
Simon Perryman and
Simonster.
Thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll see you next time.